Oh, man, regardless of how your family exchanges gifts on Christmas, there are probably some memories that you have of your favorites. It may not have been the most expensive gift you ever received, but probably without question, if you've ever exchanged gifts, whether for Christmas or birthday, you've probably gotten one or two that you just remember that, man, that was so cool. That one was awesome. It was exactly what you wanted at the time or whatever. We started last week talking about Christmas gifts from God. And I want to tell you what we saw in Genesis chapter 3 last week. Forgive me. I was singing and I think I'm about to lose my voice from it. We saw last week how God has given us the gift of hope. We saw that in the most dire situation in humanity, the fall of mankind in the Garden of Eden, that God, even in the midst of passing judgment for that sin, for that rebellion, for that disobedience, even in the middle of passing judgment, God spoke hope. God gave him a promise and a prophecy of hope. He told in his speaking to the serpent who tempted Eve, in speaking to the serpent, he said, look, I'm going to put enmity between your seed and the woman's seed. He will crush your head and you will bruise his heel. And that prophecy, and we saw how in the middle of all that last week that God gave them the gift of hope, and how this Christmas, I don't care what you're facing, I don't care what you're dealing with, I don't care what's going on in your life, in the life of your family, at your workplace, in your job, whether it's stress, whatever it is that's taking place in your life or touching your life at this moment, I can tell you that God's gift to us is hope in the middle of that, no matter what the external looks like. And but I want us to take it a step further and unwrap. Do you ever get, when I was a kid, did you ever get that place where you said, you know what, I want to open a gift on Christmas Eve. Can I just open one gift tonight? Do I have to wait till tomorrow? Was I the only person that did that? Or did you also tell your parents to say, look, hey, can I just have one gift on Christmas Eve? You were so excited. You were anticipating. Maybe you just thought, you know what, if I could just get a little, open one little thing, then tomorrow I can wait till tomorrow. Maybe you couldn't sleep on Christmas Eve thinking about Christmas Day. But maybe like myself, when you were a kid, you were thinking, oh man, I just can't wait. You couldn't go to sleep. You laid there forever and forever and did everything you could to think, you know, that'll help me go to sleep. Because you were anticipating Christmas Day. You were anticipating all that was going to take place of Christmas Day. And not knowing what was going to be under that tree or whatever the next morning, maybe you just waited in anticipation. Well, I want you to know this morning, you can wait in anticipation that God has something in store, that God has gifts for His children, for His people, that God freely gives them to Him. Jesus said in Luke's gospel, He says, fear not, little flock, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Do you know God enjoys giving gifts to His children? God enjoys giving gifts. We have Christmas because why? God gave a gift to humanity. He gave a gift to mankind.